This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You and I were just going over hardcore arguments about Shador Sanders. We'll get back into that coming up here a little bit later on. Also, around the AFC North coming up at 8 o'clock. I want to get to the phones as well. Today is a very big day. Kevin Stefanski speaks live at 9:30. We'll carry that press conference live. First day of Eagles joint practices. Day one of two. The Friday off to play the preseason game coming up on Saturday afternoon. Today's a very big day. If Dylan Gabriel is able to go, then I think a lot, as long as he stays healthy during the entire performance, I think a lot of people are going to be thinking, okay, then we finally get to see Dylan Gabriel. Because I got to tell you, I was curious to see Shador Sanders. I was happy to see him. I'm extremely curious to see Dylan Gabriel. And the point is that, guys, I'll be honest with you, 90% of the time I disagree with Daryl on a lot of things. It's just that way. I love Daryl. I disagree with Lima about almost 100% of the things, and I love Lima. Daryl has had nothing great to say about Dylan Gabriel as a quarterback. Zach, who I find it hard to disagree with, but I want to disagree with all the time. He just ends up being right so many times over the last time, and I've known Zach since longer than this station has existed. I want to disagree with him, and I can't find him saying anything good about Dylan Gabriel as a quarterback. So, boy, I'm worked up about Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock. I want to see Dylan Gabriel, and I do want to see him succeed because, damn it, I want to feel a hell of a lot better about this. I felt better about it after Shador Sanders, and I want to feel better about it after Dylan Gabriel going, all right, these guys actually know what the hell they're looking at here. Because, yeah, guys, I'll tell you, I'm excited and exuberant over that performance last Friday. It's Wednesday. It's time to turn the page. I was excited over it. But yeah, I know it's one preseason game. Everybody and their brother has basically tortured me into the point like this is a clockwork orange of me knowing that it's one preseason game. And I know that we've had plenty of guys have one good preseason game and go on and suck up the room for the rest of their Browns careers. And that is very well on the deck for any one of these quarterbacks in the now, in the future, anywhere. I get that. But damn it, man, I at least want to see something out of him that looks decent. Because nobody, except for Lance Reisland, who's been sort of nice, has said anything good about his performance. And it gives me a terrible feeling about the organization. Because now, after that preseason game and after 3 weeks of practice, I go, what is he doing here? What exactly is the role? You drafted the guy because he has a high floor so he can beat Colt McCoy. Why did you draft a guy in the third round when you're a team that's devoid of talent, that you need guys that you could possibly develop? Why did you take a guy that's a one-position guy where you can't play two quarterbacks? You have to play just one quarterback. Why would you take a guy at that spot so you could turn him into trade value? Do we understand how crazy that seems? You're taking a guy in the third round, coming off your sixth year. You're going into year six, I should say. So you're coming off your fifth year. You are going into year six. You were 3-14 last year. And we're taking guys in the third round to turn them into values later on. That's Joe Banner territory when he first got here. Now, that's a strong thing to say, but that is what that reminds me of. Difference is, I do have respect for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski in the front office of the Cleveland Browns. Now, I have zero respect for Joe Banner. So there is a difference there. But I don't want to have to make that comparison. And so I really want Dylan Gabriel to look like a competent quarterback.
Yeah, the funny thing is, we're sitting here talking about Saturday, and I think the bigger week for the Browns in terms of getting them ready for the actual season is going to be the practices, the two joint practices that we're not really, we're going to have reporters there, obviously, but I don't know how much video we're going to have from all of that. And me and you are sitting here excited, like we are going to, we're you know, there's going to be watch parties or there are going to be people going to the bars or whatever for Saturday. And why? To see Shador. I mean, it's all about Shador, but the real stuff that I think they're going to dwell on the most, or the stuff that's going to be, you know, the most important takeaways, I think they might end up being from the joint practices, because you've got the Super Bowl champs. You've got the way to measure your team and to see where you really are. And we've done this in the past with Philadelphia, and we haven't exactly loved, I think, the feeling walking away from it. And the coaches have had a lot of work to do, you know, following that. So, I, you know, me and you are talking Shador, Dylan Gabriel, Shador, Dylan Gabriel. But are they really thinking about Joe Flacco? And, you know, unfortunately, the Pickett thing has been the injury that has cost him a chance, you know, realistically to win this job.
Because while you and I got in a big fight about what Albert Breer had to say about what the rest of the league was saying about Friday night's performance, he did have a snippet in there about, hey, this is basically Joe Flacco's job right now. This is, we don't have that just yet. We got it now. Here's Albert Breer number four. This is Albert Breer talking about on Afternoon Drive. I snuck up on you here on Afternoon Drive about how this is Joe Flacco's job, and it was Joe Flacco's job from the start.
In my mind, I don't have a ton of question over who the starter's going to be. It felt like this was going to be Joe from the start, that Joe, you know, obviously wasn't subject to the competition in the spring the way the other guys were. I think you look at the front end of their schedule, and it's pretty obvious what we're looking at, which is a potentially really rough start. So, you know, I think having a steady presence, a guy who knows the off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Offensive guy who can put the other guys in the best position to succeed early in the season is going to be paramount. I think Kenny had a shot to get there, but I think with all the reps he's losing, his road to the starting job gets more and more narrow, and I just don't think the rookies are close right now.
So straight up and down, this is starting to break the way I wanted it to break. I wanted Joe Flacco to start the season. I thought it would be kind of, I know Kenny Pickett did everything he could to be a veteran presence, leader, et cetera, et cetera. I wanted Joe Flacco to start the season. I think he was the easiest guy for the veterans to buy in with. I at least would like to attempt to start the season off on the right foot before we go into, hey, we got to see what we got mode. And I thought Joe Flacco was that guy. So while I don't want to be excited about injury, and I'm not excited about injury, at least it keeps us from making crazy decisions. And we may very well see, and it brings back the conversation about them keeping four quarterbacks, because we may very well see Kenny Pickett second. We may very well see either Shador or Dylan Gabriel or vice versa third coming up in this order. 216-474-0092. Tony in Mansfield, you've been patient. You're next up on the Fan. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Tony. Go right on ahead, friend.
Yeah, my comment was just on the Shador issue with us overreacting as Browns fans and the rest of the league. I just think we're not overreacting. I think we're reacting to his value as a draft pick, right? You know, in the beginning it was, you know, his interviews didn't go well. And as a Browns fan, and now we're not talking about on the field, but as far as our franchise guy, not saying he is, but the way he's handled himself outside of, you know, the line, he's been a complete pro and a complete, like, Cleveland guy. Like, in the community, the way he's answered interviews. So he kind of proved what people were saying about him pre-draft process wrong, and he's kind of answered and talked and said everything the right way. And then I think as a fifth-round pick, you know, we look at what he did and what a lot of the league was thinking he was going to do in week one. Yes, it's a preseason game, but he looked competent. I don't care if it was against air. Like, at least it was against guys with pads on and the opposite team, and I thought he handled himself really good and competent. Now, yes, it is only one preseason game, but he's doing what we want him to do at the steps he's doing it. I mean, hopefully he gets better, and patiently we know Joe Flacco is going to be our starting quarterback. And Ken, I agreed with you with what you said about how, you know, the rest of the league probably doesn't want him to do good. It's not like a conspiracy against him, but it's like he went in the fifth round. He's obviously not a fifth round talent. Is he a franchise quarterback? We don't know yet. But so far he's proving people wrong as far as everything they've said about him, whether that's on or off the field. So I like him. But like you said, Ken, we need to see Dylan Gabriel. I really want to see what he's got. Hopefully that – I mean, I don't want him to be better, but hopefully he's better than Shador because, I mean, that at least shows competence in our organization. You guys have a wonderful week. Go Browns.
Tony, thank you very much for the call. Like, you could see a scenario here. And
people
this is,
give – it's funny. Will people give them credit if they land Shador in the fifth round? He said, oh, it lends credence that it's gonna restore confidence in the organization. Well, it seems like when you take Dylan Gabriel in the third round, I've seen a lot of people say they lucked their way into this. That's not necessarily competence.
I'll take luck.
Yeah. Hell yeah. I almost said something else.
But
hell yeah, you will.
I'll take luck.
Every time.
But you can see if Dylan does play well, then there will be a conversation later in the year, not to start the year. Joe's your starter. And I will admit, if Kenny is back and healthy at all, maybe Kenny takes over second if we were going to do this. But then you go, okay, what do I do with the two young ones? Where what's the ceiling on both these guys? Can Shador get caught up with the offense? Because that's all we hear about, guys, is how he's got to still learn the offense. He's got to do this, that, and the other with the offense. Okay. Can Shador get caught up with the offense where we can start to see the ceiling? And if we can see the ceiling, then you have a conversation between him and Dylan Gabriel. And with those four guys, when do they play and how much do they play as we were to start to turn the page towards 2026? But I'm sure that we will be, hate to say it, I think we'll be distracted with probably the lack of winning, and that will lead to distrust. Anytime you don't win, there's a distrust. And if you're not winning, that means that other guys and other parts of the team aren't doing well, and, well, who picked those guys? Who coaches those guys? So this is just the beginning of it. So I don't want to say that we're just wasting our time with Dylan Gabriel. No, I think far from it. I think that he proves or disproves what this organization is. If he is terrible, just outrageously terrible, you can say, well, it's just one preseason game. Well, that's the second preseason game, even though he didn't get to play in the first one. And then you'll start to look at what's going to happen in the third preseason game if he gets to play in that. Because people will draw conclusions, especially about him. Because when you've only heard bad things, they're going to start to draw conclusions about that front office. It's a big game coming up on Saturday if he's able to go. We will find out more coming up from Kevin Stefanski live at 9:30 this morning. Make sure you're listening. That's your training camp report.
Training camp coverage powered by Genesee Brewing Company and Window Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.